message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the living Jesus. Look to your neighbor and say, this is my month of peak works. This is my month of peak works. Praise the living Jesus. I'm tempted again. This design here is so beautiful. Let's appreciate God in the life of glorious beauty. As they beautify the house of God, I decree and I pray with the grace that outwork in the life of my father, Pastor Victor Kuforiji, their life shall be decorated. In the name of Jesus, appreciate them once more. Praise the Lord. Introduction to quick works. Introduction to quick works. Our God is a God of quick works. Quick work is the receipt of urgent and timely intervention from heaven. To have quick works in life, we need to what? Have an intervention with heaven. Because without heaven, without heaven's intervention, they cannot be speedy in anything we do in life. We cannot work we cannot experience quick works. Hallelujah. It takes God, the hands of God, the intervention of heaven in our life to experience quick work. Praise the Lord, church. Praise the living Jesus. Let's quickly go to the book of 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. Our God is not slack. He is always on time. Praise the living Jesus. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. Praise the living Jesus. The Lord is never slack. Our God is a God that is always on time. Hallelujah. 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 I want to encourage everyone sitting here this evening that you should write tonight. Because God is about what? To speak to every one of us this evening. Believe me, this team is a powerful team. Quick work, quick work, quick work, quick work, quick work. We all want speed in all that we do. Quick work is all encompassing. Quick work can be in our academics, it can be in our marital life, it can be in our businesses, it can be in our career. We all need what? Quick works. A man of God once said, when the hand of God comes upon you, it will be as if you have never suffered before. Because the way is going to increase the speed of your progress, no man can comprehend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is not a God that is slow. Neither does he slack. He's not a slack God. Our God is not a dull God. Praise the Lord. And you will see this being replicated in the life of the servant of God. Always sharp, always sharp, always sharp. So God is not slow. God is not slow. God is not a slow God. Rather, he is a quick God. He is always on time. He is God of speed. Somebody say God of speed. God of speed. Our God is a God of speed. Let's quickly draw reference from the book of 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46. Praise the Lord. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he guided up his loin and ran before Ahab to the entrance of what? Of Jezreel. The story there started from when the drought was over. And when he saw that the cloud was coming, he spoke to a servant to talk to the king, that the king should make ready his chariot. If not, he would be drenched by the rain. Hallelujah. And what? The king took his chariot and left for the city. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, church. Are you with me, church? The king took his chariot and left for the city. Elijah had no chariot. Hallelujah. But when the hand of God was on him, when the hand of God was on him, when the hand of God came upon him, what? He had speed. He had speed. He had speed. He outran the chariot of Ahab, what? To the city. It can only take the hand of God for such quickness. Hallelujah, church. If we need quickness in life, we need to pray and ask that the hand of God should what? Should come upon us. And believe me, the chariot of then can be equated to the Air Force Ones of today, to the 303 jets of today, as fast as they are, a man on foot at random. It can only take what? The hands of God. It can only take the hands of God. It can only take the hand of God and the intervention of heaven in a man's life for quick walk. Hallelujah. Now, quickly, let's go through the pathway to quick walks. Pathway to quick walks. Having known what quick walks is, how then can we assess it? Pathway to quick walks. Hallelujah. Number one pathway is what? Faith in God. Faith in God. Number one pathway to quick walks is faith in God. Hallelujah, church. Faith has been so misconcepted in the Christian world today. That is why most Christians are still stagnant at the position. Hallelujah. We need to understand the concept of faith if we want to assess quick walk. If we want to assess quick walk, we need to understand what? The concept of faith. Hallelujah. Let me quickly give us brief definition of what faith is, so that it will illuminate us. It will grant us an understanding. Hallelujah. Faith is the manifestation of the supernatural act of God. Faith is the manifestation of the supernatural act of God, provoked through the work and the works of man, based on the word of God. Hallelujah. Faith is always what? Based on the word of God. You need to have faith in God to experience quick work in life and in destiny. Hallelujah, church. Faith is an essential key. Faith is a what? Spiritual currency that is being used to what? To control the natural life. It takes faith. If we must attain greater height, if we must experience quick works in our life, we need to what? Have faith in God. Hallelujah. What is the misconception about faith today in the Christian world? Sometimes ago, I stumped on a book, Winning the War Against Poverty. And I read the book. I read it. I went through. And I declare, I can never be poor. Church, beloved brothers and sisters in the house, faith is more than what? Declaration. It was that time of my life that I got to understand that the word of God, hear this, you need to write this down. The word of God is an action word. Hallelujah. It is an action word. When I declared, I can never be poor, I can never be poor, I can never be poor, it got worse. It got worse. Because I was just there declaring, I was not moving. Faith requires movement. Hallelujah. Faith requires movement. A wise man once said, when you pray, move your feet. And that is our problem today, Christians. We don't move our feet. Moving your feet is what bring faith towards to activation. Let me show you. Praise the Lord. Any faith, you need to write this again. Any faith that leaves God absolutely responsible is an irresponsible faith. Such kind of faith cannot work. Such kind of faith cannot work. Faith is what you do based on your understanding of the word of God. That brings the hand of God into your life, into your business, that you just become successful. You just attain greater heights quickly, 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 that people and even you cannot fathom. Faith is an essential key. It is an essential key on the path towards to quick success, to quick works rather. It is an essential key, mark that word, essential key, very important key towards to quick works. I pray God will give us the grace to have an absolute faith in Him in the name of Jesus. Let's quickly run through the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 45. That was the story of Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. And these are the words of the angel to her. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Until we believe, until we have faith in God, there cannot be what? The performance of what God wants for our life. Hallelujah. It takes faith. It takes absolute belief. Absolute and total belief in God. If we must attain, if we must achieve quick works in life. Praise the living Jesus. A lot of us today, I want to reorient us. I want us to change our thinking today. Praise the Lord. You cannot look up and at the same time be looking downward. It is not possible. You can practicalize it. It is not possible. You cannot use your one eye to be looking up and your one eye to be looking down. What am I saying in essence? If you want to believe in God, you want to trust in Him, it has to be absolutely. Somebody say absolutely. Absolute trust in God. If you want to attain quick works in life, you need what? Absolute belief. Absolute belief. Unfailing belief in God. That is called faith. That is what? Called faith. And praise the Lord. In the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 17, let us understand something. He said, faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. You need to hear the word of God. You need to study the word of God for you or faith level, what? To be increased. Hallelujah. There are levels of faith. So you need to boost your faith. If you want quick work in all that concerns you, you need to what? Boost your faith. Through what? Study of the word of God. Study of the word of God. Study of the word of God. And I pray God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two pathway to quick works is what? Waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. Waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. This has failed a lot of people. For the fact that they cannot wait. Saul failed because he could not wait. Hallelujah. You need to consistently wait on the Lord. You need to consistently wait on the Lord. Wait on Him. Wait on Him. Like the scripture we quoted earlier, 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. If you believe and you know that God is not slack, you what? You wait on Him. Wait on Him. Wait on God. That is one of the ways also that we can attain what? Quick works. Quick works. Quick works. For quick works to be what? To be effected in our life, we need to what? Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's quickly run through Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. Isaiah 40 verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. Hallelujah. The scripture says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, media, bring back that scripture. Let's understand. Hallelujah. It said, but they that wait on the Lord, when you wait on the Lord, He will renew your strength. And for quick works to be effected in our life, beloved brothers and sisters, you need what? You need strength. You need strength. You need strength. And strength can only come by what? By waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. By waiting on the Lord. When we wait on the Lord, He does what? He renew our strength. And He says, they shall mount up with wings as eagle. Go home and make research on eagle. You will see the characteristics that the eagle is carrying. They will mount up with wings as eagle. They will be tireless. They will have vision. They will have speed. They will have focus. They will have strength towards to do a lot of things. Hallelujah. If we must what attain quick works in life, in destiny, in career, in marriage, in businesses, in academic, we need to what? We need to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. You are asking now, how do I wait on the Lord? Should I just come to the church and sit and peradventure God will just walk in and He will see me sitting in the reception, so to say, and I'm waiting for Him. Waiting on the Lord takes what? Fasting, meditation. Hallelujah. You need to meditate on the word. It's a form of what? Of waiting on the Lord. You need to what? Always fast. Always fast. Always fast. Always fast and pray for quick works to be effected in our life. Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah, church. Praise the living Jesus. Your level of personal revival affects your quick work. Hallelujah. Your relationship with God. Your relationship with God. in the place of prayers, in the place of fasting, can affect your level of quick works. Hallelujah. You cannot imagine our fathers in the Lord will be waiting on the Lord, praying for months, fasting for months while you are sleeping, and you expect that you want to be greater than them. The only thing that you can hide on is to call them scam, because you can't do what they are doing. Hallelujah. For quick work to be effected in our life, we need to what? Wait on the Lord. We need to rekindle the fire on our prayer altar, on our fasting, for us to what? To attain quick works. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's quickly run through Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. Jesus said to his disciples there, this kind goeth not except through prayer and what? And fasting. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Waiting on the Lord. I was depicting that scripture. I was playing the scene in my head some time ago. The disciples are just a very small work, so to say. Just cast out this devil. Cast out this devil. But what? They could not. I was imagining Simeon telling Andrew, wait, after 1 hour, make her do my own too. He was shouting, praying, God. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. There was no quick work in that word, in that healing, in that deliverance. But when the master came, he only spoke few words. Go out of him. And what? And it went. For us to attain quick work, spiritually and physically, we need to what? Wait on the Lord. Tell your neighbor, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. I saw a DP some time ago. The DP was carrying a caption that says, if your level of prayer bring electricity into your house, will you have light? Will you have light? I was so faithful to myself. I said, I will have low current. Praise the living Jesus. Will you have light? I want you to do a introspection this night. Evaluate yourself with that word. Am I really waiting on the Lord? Hallelujah, church. Am I really waiting on the Lord? How is my revival life? Will it give me light? Will it give me light? Will it give me light? As humorous as it sounds, as sarcastic as it seems, it passed a message to me. It passed a message to me. And I believe it has also passed a message to everyone that is seated here this evening. I pray God will grant us quick works in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's quickly go to Leviticus chapter 6, verse 13. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 13. Hallelujah, church. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. 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 What fire is this scripture talking about? Your prayer and your fasting. Your prayer and your fasting. Through what? Waiting on God. Through what? Waiting on God. Through what? Waiting on God. Hallelujah. You need to meditate His word. You need to meditate His word. You need to meditate His word. I tell you, this topic this evening is so loaded that it can take years teaching it. As you are saying it, you are getting more rhema to keep speaking to the people. Hallelujah, church. We need to what? To attain quick works. Quick works. Quick works. Quick works. Quick works in our life. We don't need to relent in the place of prayer and fasting. Hallelujah, church. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Romans 12, 11. It says, be not slothful. Hallelujah. Media. It says, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Not slothful. Not slothful. You need to be fervent. 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 And Matthew chapter 11, verse 20 something. He said, from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. You need violence towards to take what really belongs to you in the place of destiny. You need violence towards to attain quick works in life. My people will say, That's my father talking. My people will say, "Thing about Dake Tarai, about Dake." When you keep quiet, you know Sabi pray. Now gist, you Sabi gist. You know fear, I take quick walk. Hallelujah, church. You need to what? To be fervent. Tell your neighbor, be fervent. Tell your neighbor, be fervent. Be fervent. Be fervent. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. If you must attain what? Quick works in life. It is a principle. It is a principle. It is a principle. Waiting on the Lord as a pathway towards to quick work is a principle. And beloved, the funny thing about principle is it cannot be broken. Principles are more than what? Principalities. Principles are rules that when you break them, you will see the reverse. That it is not negotiable. It is not what? Negotiable. You need to what? Wait on the Lord if you must attain quick works. If you must attain quick works, you need to what? Wait on the Lord. I pray that God will give us the grace to wait on Him fervently in the mighty name of Jesus. In the place of fasting and prayer, we shall receive grace to wait on the Lord in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord, church. Number three pathway to quick works is what? Quick response to kingdom matters. This is what people don't like hearing. Quick response to kingdom matters. Quick response to what? To kingdom matters. You want God to take you serious? You need to take God serious. Hallelujah, church. For God to take you serious, for God to grant you quick works, you need to what? You need to take God and the things of God serious. Hallelujah, church. Our father in faith, Bishop David Oyedepo, says something. He said, "For you to know the secret of my success." Now, this is my word. For you to know the secret of his word, of his quick word. He said, you need to what? Understand. You need to know his heartbeat for God. Hallelujah, church. You need to what? Understand the level of his heartbeat for God. His heartbeat for God. His heartbeat for God. For the things of God. For the issues of God. Our father in the house wants to say something. He said, "I cannot." Hallelujah. "I cannot be driving a car while God's work is lacking behind. I will sell that car. If it takes me to work, I'll walk with my leg and make sure that God's work is being taken care of." Quickness to the things of God. Passion for God. Passion for God. Passion for God. Passion for God. I want us to begin to have this passion for God. Quickness in the things of God. Hallelujah, church. It takes understanding. It takes understanding. That is why I'm reorienting us this evening. That what? We need to be agile, be aggressive when it comes to what? The issue of the things of God. I once told my friend recently, I was telling her, I said, "See, auntie, come. Any money you see with me, if you want to carry it, better carry it. Because if God says it's for him, I'll give it to people. I'll give unto them all." So you need to, hallelujah, church. You need to what? You need to be ready. You need to be ready. You need to be what? You need to be ready. Until we go all out for God. Until we have this die-hard passion for God and his things, we cannot attain quick work. There is no respect of man with God. Hebrews chapter 2, Romans chapter 2, verse 11. You cannot manipulate God. You cannot what? Manipulate him. He knows more than every one of us here. Even the person that thought is crafty. God is all wise God. He understood everything. You cannot manipulate. There is no shortcut to what? To quick works. There is no what? Shortcut to quick works. The same way you climb up to a palm tree, the same way you will come down. Hallelujah. We need to what? Understand this. That there is no what? Cutting corners. There is no what? Cutting corners. Let's quickly run through the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things shall be added. But it is so disheartening today that what we seek after are the things of the world, are things that will perish. Hallelujah, church. We need to have this understanding to always seek first the things of God. You can never relegate God. If you relegate Him, He will leave you. I pray God will not leave us in the name of Jesus. We need to put the things of God ahead. Let it supersede all that we do. Brothers and sisters, this evening, I'm sharing a secret with us. And that is the secret of my fathers in faith. And it is also the secret of our Father in the house. They are so addicted to the things of God. Addicted, giving their all, spending all for the gospel. And you wonder why they are successful. And you wonder why they do like this and 10,000 will answer. Praise the Lord, church. We need to what? We need to have understanding. It takes understanding to be successful in life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Write this down. Information is potential power. Acting on information is the real power. Information is potential power. Acting on information is what is the actual power. You have been informed tonight. You have been informed before tonight. What have you used? This information of what? Of being an addict of the things of God for. Until you put that information into work, such an individual can never attain quick works. Quick works. Quick works. We all want to succeed in life. We all want to enjoy progress. We all want to write a quotation or a proposal somewhere and expect them to call us at first hand. If this must happen, then we need to what? Take God serious. There is a song I love so much. At least I grew up with. My parents are age people too, so I will understand the songs. He said, Bino banjo emi o tele Jesus. Bojo banro emi o tele Jesus. Bino banjo bojo ro mo tele. Duro de mi Jesus. Ki tele odok mi. Hallelujah, church. You must follow Him. You must what? Be an addict. Let me show you, it is not convenient. It is not convenient. That is just the truth. However, the dividend afterwards is what? Is sweetness. Is what? Is sweetness. Is what? Is sweetness. Is progress. Is what? Is quick works. Hallelujah, church. For you to attain quick works, you need to what? You need to have quick response to kingdom matter. Hallelujah. Let's quickly go to Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 8. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 8. It says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he what? Shall he reap. Hallelujah. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Are you sowing sparingly to the things of God? You reap sparingly. Are you sowing bountifully to the things of God? You reap sparingly. You will reap sparingly. There is no negotiation to it. It is not as if you want to buy paper and start negotiating the price. There is no what? Negotiation for this. And it is one thing that has what? Kept us beneath the surface of quick work. The things of God. The things of God. The things of God. How much are you giving into it? You are saying, I don't have money, I'm not working. Physically, how much are you giving into it? Spiritually, how much are you giving into it? Praise the Lord. Job prayed what? For his brethren. And what? God turned around his story. That was what? He was still doing something. He was putting in. I pray God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus to further deplete this point. Let's quickly go through the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 38. Hallelujah, church. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. He said, give. Give. And this is my word. Give to the things of God. Back to the scripture. And it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall man give unto your word, unto your bosom. When you have obeyed the principle of Matthew chapter 6, verse what? Verse 33. You gave your all to God. You find time to give your all to Him. Is what is going to reward us. Let me share a rhema with us. Hallelujah, church. In that Luke chapter 6, verse 33, this is what God is saying there. Where you give, it shall be given unto you. If you have ever been to where our old mother, our parents, goes to buy Gary from the depot of Gary Gongong, the depot of Gary, where they'll just be using this Congo to fetch it, there is something they do there. And that is exactly what that scripture in Luke chapter 6, verse 38 is saying. Media, let's quickly run through that scripture again. Hallelujah. Give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, church. He said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall man give to your bosom. This is what it is saying. When you give, God does this. I want us to focus on me now. Watch it. Get the picture. Get the understanding of what that scripture is saying about when you give what? To the things of God. When you give, this is what happens. You will pack your benefit, your return this way. You pack it like this. With your breath, with your chest, everything. When the Congo is filled, you know, you still pack it and what? That scripture is talking about when you give to the things of God. When you give to the things of God. When you give to the things of God, it is a secret. It is a secret. I am a living witness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. Is it that deep? Hallelujah, church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is well. Another pathway to quick work is, praise the Lord, before that, your response rate to kingdom matters affects the way heaven responds to you. How you respond to heaven is how heaven will respond to you. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Another point on the pathway to quick works is what? Deep and truthful worship. 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 You need to worship the Lord. What? In depthly. Hallelujah, church. Each time I want to pray, personal prayer, I realized 3 hours, 3.5 hours, 2 hours, I'm still praising God and I got confused. I never pray. I just let that praise. Worship, 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 worship. You can never worship God enough. You can never worship Him enough. And Papa made us understand something. Why he lost his parent, one of his parents then. He said something. He said his younger brother spent the last card in his pocket. It was because of what? The musician was what? He was just praising him. He was praising and he was no lao. I don't see how I said. Hallelujah, church. He was spending. It is also applicable in the case of God. Praise the Lord, church. You are not getting this message. Is it touching you? Is it touching you? What is your worship life to God like? What is your worship life to God like? You must worship Him in depthly. You must swim deep into the worship of God. To what? To attain quick works. Praise the Lord. But you are privileged to walk with my father in faith. In person of our senior pastor. You can be talking. You can be walking. You can be playing. The next thing you just say, you are big. But the understanding he has of the worship of God is a living witness of what? Of the power, of the effect, of what? Of the deep worship of God. Anywhere, 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 he worships God. He worships God. For you to attain quick work, you need to what? You need to worship God. Praise the Lord. You need to worship God. Let's go through John chapter 4, verse 24. John chapter 4, verse 24. Verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. When you worship God wholeheartedly, without bias, when you are not expecting, let me worship him, peradventure, he will do something for me. You just come to him, worshiping him, appreciating his name, praising him. What? In truth and in spirit. Believe me, God will be so aggravated towards to grant you quick work. If your prayer is lacking adoration and worship of God, you are yet to start. You are yet to start. You are yet to start. Hallelujah. I pray that God will grant us the grace that will worship him in truth, deeply, and in spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.